It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That's spelled Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to the show. It is episode 59 of Podketeer. Well, I did myself this week and went to the park twice. One day I went to both Disneyland for just a few minutes, and then I went over to California Adventure. And then the next day I spent most of it at California Adventure. Had a good time. Didn't ride anything. I really didn't go out there to ride. I went out there to watch entertainment. So, but I had a good time. It was reasonably crowded, but not too terrible. It was pretty hot both days. Now, one thing I did do is I went over to see the instant concert, Just Add Water. Don't bother. Unless you're just a gigantic fan of Goofy, it's really not worth seeing. I mean, you can go out in the front yard with a garden hose and make just about as good a show. Without the color, that show's just not worth seeing. So, stay home. You know, one thing I wanted to mention, we're getting a lot of news play on the 24-year-old young lady whose name I really can't do justice. And I don't really want to mention her name anyway because I think she's getting more play than she deserves. She's complaining because her Islamic headwear, I forget what they're called, is not allowed on stage. And it seems to me, reading how this was all done, that it was almost like she set out to do this. That she knew that they weren't going to allow her to wear this. And her big thing was that she wasn't allowed to wear it on stage. Now, it conflicts with the costuming of Disneyland. And as long as they allowed her to work, I mean, I don't think she should be deprived of a job. But you don't get to pick where you work at any job. You know, where I work, they put me where they need me. I don't get to choose where I work. And it has nothing to do with religion. It's just where they need me at. Now, one thing she's saying is, I know for a fact, isn't true. Because she actually served me food at the Plaza Inn. She was serving the pasta at the Plaza Inn, and she was out front, and she was wearing her headgear. Well, you know, I apologize. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I don't know what it's called, so please don't be upset with me for that, because I just don't know what it's called. And she was allowed to wear that, and it didn't seem to be too terribly distressing. There's a lot of nets and things that they make them wear on their hair back there, so it really didn't show very much at all. And I think that may be why she was permitted to work out front in that area. So when she says she was not allowed to work on stage, she's not telling the truth, because I know for a fact she was. And as long as, like I say, as long as she was given a job and not deprived of employment because of it, I don't really see what she has to complain about myself. That's my personal opinion. You know, I don't think anybody should be deprived of a job because of the religion, but like I say, you don't get to pick where you work at. And if Disney needs her to work backstage, then that's where she should work. So, I won't bore you with any more of that. Like I said, the park was nice. What I got coming up on today's show, I've got Some news about D23. I told you a couple shows back that I was going to stress all of the D23 Expo stuff, and I'm going to do that. Whenever something comes up new, and I'm going to be digging for it. So whenever I find something new, I'm going to have it out here for you. And I'm going to try to make a connection with somebody that is involved with D23. So I can kind of get some feedback from someone on the inside. So we'll see how that works out. I've got a couple other things that I'm working on. I have become acquainted with someone who has a relative who worked directly for Walt Disney during the construction of Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm trying to work out an interview with that person. So that should be interesting, see if it works out. There was another gentleman whose name I don't want to give because I haven't asked for permission, and he was heavily involved in the music of Adventureland and the Kids of the Kingdom. And I've been trying for a while. He's unfortunately not in very good health, and it affects his speaking voice. So I haven't been able to talk him into coming on, but I'm working on that too. I haven't done a lot of interviews. To be honest with you, I'm not very good at it. Me talking, I'm much better at just rattling on myself, but I've done a few interviews, and like I say, I'm just not very good at it. So I think just coming out here, reporting the news, and letting everybody else do the interviews is probably better. But I'm going to try a couple, so we'll see how it works. All right, Podcateers. Up next is the Disneyland news segment. And then I've got a couple little bits of audio that I recorded out at the park. So on with the show.
You're listening to Podcateer.
From all around the park and deep inside all the dark rides, here is this week's Disneyland Park News.
Well, Podcateers, this is the first in a series of news reports all about the D23 Expo. The next one is coming up in August 2013, of course, at the Anaheim Convention Center. There's a lot of changes that they've made. They have decided to double the space at the two smaller stages, 23 and 28. And they're going to also have an overflow area with a video screen so you can watch the larger events. And the seating capacity is supposed to be 2,000 for that. And they're also going to have wristbands this year to alleviate you having to stand in line quite so long. If you get a wristband, you'll be guaranteed a seat. Now, you won't be guaranteed a good seat, but you'll at least be guaranteed a seat. Now, that's much better than last time, because you ended up having to spend most of the day standing in line. Pretty much all 3 days. I know I did. There was very little time that I had for wandering around the event floor. I did see some, but most of the time that was because I got shut out of something that I wanted to see. So this is going to be much better. It'll really help. They're going to have another one of the Disney Legends ceremonies. This is all information I got off of the official D23 website. I also got some stuff from Inside the Mouse, I believe is the website. I'll tell you in a minute here when I get to that page. The ticket prices, well, you can get the ticket prices on the D23 website rather than me just reading off of here for you. They're also going to have the charter member lounge again, which I never made it into last year. I don't know how much there is to it, because I can't tell you because I never made it in there, because the two people I was at the show with are not charter members. Now, I don't know whether I can get them in based on the fact that I am a charter member or not, because I didn't try, but I can't tell you much about that, but I'll try to get in there this time so I can at least tell you from personal experience what's going on. Most of the stuff is the same. They haven't got any information on here about what they're going to do with electronic devices. It was a lot different from the first show to the second show, or first year to the second time they had it. The first time they had it, they confiscated all of your electronic devices, your phones, anything that could take pictures or record sound, and they put them in bags with your driver's license, and then you had to come back out, stand in line to get your stuff back. Now, the second time they didn't do that, they restricted taking the pictures and recording on a couple of things, but they didn't take your stuff. So I don't know what's going to happen this time. I imagine they'll probably do something more like the second time, because it seemed to work. They just had a strict policy, and they had people walking around looking to see if you were recording. Although, there were a number of events, like the Richard Sherman event, where there was a policy against taking pictures, and yet there were people taking video the whole time. So, obviously, some of the events are going to be stricter than others. So, we'll have to see what happens there. And here's some about the D23 Charter Member Lounge. Just says they're going to have surprises from the Disney Archives. And enjoy special surprises. Yeah, they're not really nailing down exactly what kind of special surprises. And again, you can wear costumes at this one, and it's pretty much the same rules. You have to, if you're dressed as a Disney character, you have to make sure they realize you're not working for Disney. And they didn't really have any, there was no Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or anything. There may have been a couple of times when they showed up, but I don't recall seeing any costume characters at the event. And then the usual credit cards that are taken, tickets. No pictures or video are permitted in the Treasures of the Walt Disney Archives exhibit. Now that's different. That was allowed last time. I took pictures. So apparently there were too many people taking flash and so forth in there. And so this time they're not going to allow you to take any pictures. But it doesn't say you won't be allowed in there with a camera. So, you know, maybe they're not going to be... Maybe they're going to be like the second time, like I was saying. Oh, let's see here. Kind of a clue as to some of the people that may be at this next event. That one of the things they're going to be celebrating is the 50th anniversary of Mary Poppins. And that'll be in 2014, and they're going to have a lot of artwork and so forth devoted to that. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if we had Andrews and Dick Van Dyke for this show. Let's see here. Let's read you a little bit about the fan art gallery contest here. It says, Disney fans are some of the most imaginative people in the world, and to celebrate that wellspring of creativity, D23 is holding our third fan art contest open to members of D23. It says this year's contest honors the beloved animated film Mary Poppins, which celebrates its 50th anniversary in 2014. A number of select finalists' artwork will be displayed in the Fan Art Gallery at D23 Expo 2013, August 9th through 11th, 2013, in Anaheim Convention Center. This is April the 1st, 2013. The entry form and the concept sketches are due. May 6th through the 10th, the judging panel chooses the top finalists, up to 25 contestants. May 13th, 2013, D23 notifies all finalists. July 12th, 2013, the selected finalists must submit their entries by that date. July 15th through the 19th, D23 notifies contestants whose artwork have been selected to appear at D23 Expo. And August 9th through the 11th, the art will be displayed in the Fan Art Gallery. But it'd be cool if you're an artist. Now this information came from Inside the Magic. And they got some information from the head of D23, Stephen Clark, which I have to tell you, I had a bit of a run-in with Stephen Clark at the last D23, and he can be kind of a not very friendly fellow. Especially for being a Disney person, you would think he'd be just a little more fan-friendly, but I know he wasn't very friendly to me. But that's just me. Okay, it says, for those who want some quick hits, here are a few bullet points of their conversation. They had an interview with Stephen Clark, which, by the way, is going to be on their next podcast. So if you want to hear it, look up Inside the Magic's next podcast, which could be coming out, I think it's tomorrow their podcast comes out. And they said that the movies that are likely to be featured include The Lone Ranger, which I can't imagine why they're making another Lone Ranger movie, but hey, I hope it succeeds better than the last one. Oz, The Great and Powerful, which should be really interesting to see how Disney does Oz. Maleficent and Frozen. I haven't heard of Frozen. I'm going to have to look that one up. The arena will still have 4,000 seats, as hasn't been changed. They're not going to open up the obstructed view seats like a lot of people have been asking for. They're not going to do it. There's going to be an overflow theater with 2,000 seats offering a live video stream of the arena presentation. Some Stage 23 and 28 presentations will be held more than once, which should be interesting, allowing more people to attend. Although, you know what's going to happen is people will say, well, they'll probably say different things than the second one, and the same people who went to the first one will go to the second one. Now, what would be nice is if they kept track of who went to the first one and didn't allow people to go to the second one. And it says, pending legal clearance issues, some of the presentations may have video replays after the show hours. That would be another nice thing for something, because there were a lot of things that I just didn't make it to. They conflicted or something, and I really wanted to see them, but I couldn't make it in there. So it'll be great if they could do that. Wristbands will be available for all D23 and possibly 28 presentations, okay? Guaranteeing a seat, but not a specific seat. Stage 23 will have 2,000 seats, more than double that of the past expos. There were no immediate plans for another Great Disney Scavenger Hunt, which I didn't have any involvement in, so I don't really know anything about that. Magic and Merriment, Sip and Stroll, and other similar annual events are going to be repeated because they were very popular. And it says that the treasures of the Walt Disney Archives may evolve into a touring exhibition, which I think it kind of has because it's at the Ronald Reagan Museum right now. So that's all I've got for this week on the D23 Expo. I'm sure that the following weeks, unless they announce something concrete as far as who's going to be there and so forth and so on, they're not going to be as long as this. Because this one kind of gave you the starting grid for what's going on. And it was great fun. I bought my tickets about a week and a half, the day they started selling the tickets, whatever that was. So, I'm all ready. Hope you are too. And hope we can see you out there. I'm giving some thought to getting a booth. It's $1,100. And it's a little pricey. But I think it might be a good way to promote the show. So, I'm giving some thought to it. We'll see what happens. So, on with the rest of the show. Hope you enjoyed the news. And we'll be out here as soon as something new comes out.
See the night in a whole new light. It's Summer Nightastic, this summer at the Disneyland Resort.
Out of the darkness it will come, big as two city blocks, with 700 legs, 5,000 eyes, and it feeds on electricity. When you see it, you'll never forget it. It's the Main Street Electrical Parade, part of the magic of the Walt Disney Company. Weekends at Disneyland.
It's time for another taste of Podcateer Park audio.
I'm over here at the little pond next to Pacific Wharf watching some ducks swim around. Now this does kind of take away from the illusion that this is the Pacific Ocean, because you don't see ducks swimming around in the Pacific Ocean very often because of the salt water, but they are swimming around. Lady was telling your kid that the ducks weren't real. Yes, they are. Then the giant net full of anchovies that you can stand in the middle of. I don't know if that was there from the beginning. I don't recall. I guess they're not anchovies. They're too big for anchovies, but they're fish. You know, I didn't think I would ever say this, but I believe that if you are not planning on staying late enough for Fantasmic and the fireworks, that there's really more entertainment at California Adventure right now. Because like I said, there's no music at Tomorrowland Terrace, so if you're looking for modern style, rock and roll, pop, that kind of music, you're not going to get it unless you come over here to the Mad Tea Party. Now, I don't know if I'm going to stay till 7. I might. I might just catch the first performance of the Mad Tea Party. It's pretty cool, as I've mentioned before. Well, the clouds are kind of clearing up. Not nearly as many. Like I said, when I first got here, I was kind of worried about getting rained on, but nah, it's not gonna happen now. Sorry about that, but I got a little phone call that I had to take. I'm gonna meet my daughter at the downtown Disney for dinner in about a half an hour. I'm right now, as you can probably tell from the music being played, I'm in Cars Land. We got a 95-minute wait for the standby entrance on Radiator Springs Racers. Which I do not intend to stand in line for. I've already ridden it. Now, I don't know if I mentioned before, but I'll mention it now. At the end of the street here, Route 66, when you come down to the fire department where Stanley Steamer statue is, if you make a left, there's a little rest area in an alcove right there. There's a really nice mural painted on the side of the brick wall back there.
unless you know it's there or just happen to walk back there, you'll never see it. So check that out when you come. Right now I'm in front of Luigi's Tires. And it doesn't look very crowded. And I don't know, I think I need somebody with me to ride that. That's not something I want to go ride by myself. It's too much of a kiddie ride to be on it by myself. I think I need to have a kid along with me as an excuse. Oh yeah, I'm just riding for the kid. Alright, I'm going to exit over towards the Tower of Terror, head over this way. Yeah, it's about 10 after 5. So I think after we have dinner, I'm going to wander back over here to catch the Mad Tea Party. Yeah, the Tower Ride's not too busy. They don't even have... Oh, okay, now they do. I was going to say they didn't have all the tires filled. Yeah, there's a handful of people waiting, so... You're not just going to walk right on it, but not far from it. Biggest little wonder on Route 66. The sign wasn't here last time I was here, I don't think. Almost there, drive ahead. All right, well, I think I'm going to pause this out until I get past this kind of noisy little area here. I'll be back. Well, now I'm on Hollywood Boulevard here. And the trolley is about to pass in front of me. Like both of them are. I wonder what the significance of the numbers of the trolleys are. This one is 717. Oh, okay, July 17th. That makes sense. 623 must be when Steamboat Willie came out or something. Well, that's too early. Must've been when they created it or created Mickey. 23 because of June 23rd, because of D23, that's got to, I forget what it is now with 23. I think it's the beginnings of the studio. Sorry, I'm not a gigantic nut that I know every single fact. Don't. But I'm sure that's what the 23 stands for. Too much of a coincidence for that not to be it. Now, something I noticed that's different is they don't have somebody walking in front of the tram now. And it's moving a great deal faster than it was when I rode it last. That's good. It gives it a much better appearance. Something else I thought was kind of cool is how they... power it. It's actually powered by the cables that are overhead. So it's not just there for show. It actually is powering the trolley, which is how they were done to begin with. Back in the old days. Okay. Let's see. What I can find to get myself into trouble here with. We'll be back. Well, now I'm out of the park and I am in downtown Disney with my daughter and future son-in-law. And we are passing in front of the fountain, as you could probably tell from the splashing water noise. And we're going down to Tortilla Joe's to have some outrageously overpriced Mexican food. If you've ever eaten there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's not too bad. But it is expensive. Let's see, what have I bought today? A Coke. That's it. It wasn't even a collectible Coke. But somebody did give me 2 pins yesterday, so I've had my Disney fix for the week. Somebody gave me one he got at the grocery store because they're selling passes there, so they're, as a promotion, they're giving away pins. And it's a grand opening Cars Land pin. And then somebody else gave me a mood pin with the Mickey on it. All right, now we're starting at the Best Buy kiosk, where you could buy all sorts of outrageously overpriced electronic stuff.
I'm wondering, what is the big emergency where you have to buy an iPod going in?
Well, you might be staying at the hotel. You don't know your way around the area. Your iPod quits on you, or your camera quits on you. You know, I could see buying something like that. It'd be handy. You wouldn't have to go running around looking for some place.
Inside the park, they sell digital cameras.
They do. Now, we told you about our friend, the security guy, right? They got let go.
Oh, they finally did fire him?
Oh, yeah.
They fired him because of the altercation?
The pepper spray incident with
the... He had every right to pepper spray that guy.
Yeah, but I think he kind of overdid it a little bit. Pocketeers, by the way, if you'll recall the incident in front of the Tower of Terror, where the guy that was drunk got a little out of hand and the security guy pepper sprayed him. Well, that's a friend of mine. And he is no longer employed. They're starting up some music here at downtown Disney. Basically, what is he playing? Oh, he's playing the organ. Maturo. Guess that means he's old. Or something. All right, well, we're just about here to the restaurant. So I'm going to pause this out, and I'll pick it up when we're done eating the ridiculously overpriced Mexican food. So we'll be back. Well, I'm done with the outrageously expensive Mexican food. And it was, in fact, outrageously expensive, but it was pretty good. There's a bunch of private events going on. They've got a new art gallery next to the Vinylmation store. And they were having some kind of a thing to Children's Hospital of Orange County. And also at the little bar in the middle of downtown Disney, something, same thing there. And right in front of the House of Blues, they have a new guitar player I haven't seen before. And he could definitely play the guitar. He kind of sounds like the guitar player for Alturas that plays out in front of there fairly frequently. But wasn't him, much younger fella. All right, well, that just about does it for this episode of Podketeer. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did making it for you. So y'all have a magical Disney week, and as usual, we'll see you at the park.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podketeer, please email us at podketeer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.